What we really see is that first, there was an open letter. As you mentioned, there was support from the U.S. agri-food sector. There was an open letter signed by 124 U.S. agri-food organizations calling for a 16-year renewal of USMCA with limited changes. That was good news. Frankly, when we were down in April, almost nobody from the U.S. private sector was speaking up on tariff issues. People were just keeping their head down, worried about how the administration could react if you said anything. We've seen movement on that recently, and this letter from U.S. agri-food sector representatives is a big part of that.